Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Jesus. Oh God, we come before you on today. We just want to praise God. We want to give God glory, honor, and praise for who he is and all of what he's done. Because you know, somebody did not get up this morning. Somebody did not get up this morning. But you did. We did. In the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we woke up in a right state of mind. Come on now. We might be somewhat out of mind, but we woke up in a right state of mind. Many of us can count. Many of us can know our names. Many of us know what date it is, how much we take things for granted. How many times have we just said, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with air in my body, and thanking you for blessing me with a reasonable portion of health. We just got to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, because it wouldn't and didn't have to be. So we give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and for all of what he's done. Once again, as I'm sure you know, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And we continue coming forth to you with the reading of the Word of God. Coming out of the King James Version, God, we read with the anointing in the name of Jesus, with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. We continue to read the Word of God to touch that spirit within each and every one of you that are listening. I see you out there, 708. I see you out there, 217. I see you out there, 702. I see you out there, 619. God bless you, each and every one of you. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I want to give God honor and praise, first and foremost, who is the head of my life. I also want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I also like to say hello and God bless to all those by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and AOL. God bless you. And we also bless those that hear and listen unto our archives. Amen. God bless you, 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 and you. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said, I will rejoice, and I'll be glad in it. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't get up this morning. I just feel that on my spirit so hardly on today to just be thankful, thankful for a time just as today in the name of Jesus. There are those, praise God, that are 96 and 97 years of age. Oh, my God, I pray that I'm able to make it to that time. But I thank God for being able to see and share the experience of being around someone who is that age, and that's my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law, praise God, is 97 years of age, praise God. And my sister-in-law is like 78, 79 years of age. Both are disabled and handicapped, but we truly give God praise, honor, and glory for my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who labors and diligently as we look after them and their health as opposed to putting them in a nursing home. We thank God for being able to have the amenities and the ability to continue to provide them with a reasonable portion of a good health and comfort, you know, not in a nursing home. They're in a house. In our home, and we thank God for that. And we ask that you continue to pray for us, pray for my wife as we continue to labor and minister in the name of Jesus. And we thank God. We thank God for the strength on today in the name of Jesus. We thank God for an opportunity once again to read and bring forth the Word of God. This is what's important. This is what we've learned and cherished throughout the reading from Genesis to 1 Kings, which is where we are now, on how God acknowledges where we are to love him with all of our mind, all of our heart, and all of our soul, all of our being. We have to honor God. And many of us out there, we prefer and choose to live the way in which the world lives and where the world chooses to live and how to deal and handle situations. And we've heard and read throughout the Bible to this point how the Israelites had been punished and so on as to how they became disobedient unto God. The importance of all is to go into the promised land that God has prepared for us and for you in the name of Jesus. This is imperative as we continue to move forward, reading the Word of God, bringing you up to where we are on today. David, King David, has gone through what he has gone through. He had placed Potiphar. He's placed the wife, Bathsheba. He placed her husband in front of the army to be killed. And he was sleeping with her in the midst of, so they had a baby, had a child, and that was not his wife. But yet David, King David, became King David, and he became a man after God's own heart. these things I mentioned, praise God, as on today, because many of us have made mistakes. We look at the point as where we made such drastic mistakes. We feel as though God can't use me no more. God's not going to use me anymore. But I stop by to tell you that's not the case, because we know as we stand in Monument of Hope and Deliverance, is that Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Do you love God? For if that love is in you to love God, that love only comes by the true love of God, which is that of agape love, that love of philos, that love in the name of Jesus that goes forth, that's shed in brotherly love. God is love. But John 3:16 acknowledges that God so loved the world. So we need to acknowledge and examine ourselves is what we minister here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We can't look at the point at which we look at how someone else takes our inventory. We have to inventory ourselves. And to ourselves, we have to learn to be true. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. Once again, thanking you for joining us on today. Praise God as we continue with the reading of the Word of God and let you know that I love you with the love of God. And as we always say, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. Amen. We'll come forth, praise God, after this prayer. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 13. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, Lord, we thank you. We pause and say hallelujah and glory to your name. For as we look at the clouds in the air and the air that we breathe, we have not the answer as to how or why it exists. But yet we know that it does. And we thank you for allowing us to possess that appearance of greatness through you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for as on today, we have an opportunity once again to get it right. Lord God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small. And we ask that you continue to fill us with the Holy Spirit and give us that strength to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Thank you for reading in your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the ability. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We have the book of 1 Kings, praise God, 1 Kings, chapter 13, amen. 1 Kings, chapter 13. Let us read, amen. 1 Kings, chapter 13. Praise God. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord. And he said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Joshua, by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand which he put forth against him, dried up so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the men of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the men of God, entreat now the face of the Lord by God, and pray for me, and my hand may be restored me again. And the men of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou comest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his son came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And the father said unto them, what way went we? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his son, saddle me an ass. So they saddled him an ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that cometh from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by a word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water. Thou nor turn again to go by the way that thou comest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and he did eat bread in his house and drink water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet to brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God, and came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast destroyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but comest back and hast eaten bread and drink water in the place of that which the Lord did say to thee, eat. Eat no bread and drink no water. Thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy father. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and he had drunk, and he saddled for him an ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the gate, by the way, and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, "It is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke unto him, to his sons, saying, Saddle me the axe. And they saddled him. And he went and found his carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city and mourned and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother. And it came to pass after he had buried him that he spoke to his son, saying, When I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre. When the man of God is buried, lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel, and against all the house of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria, shall surely pass. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people, preached of the high places. Whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin about the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off. And it destroyed it from off the face of the earth. Chapter 14. At the time Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, Arise, I pray thee, discuss thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Eliah the prophet, which told me that should be king over this people. And 10 loaves in cracknels, and a cruse of honey, and go to him. He shall tell thee what shall become of the child. And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Eliah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And the Lord said unto Ahijah, Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, and he is sick. Thus shalt thou say unto her, For it shall be, when she cometh in, and she shall feign herself to be another woman. And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as he came in at the door, that he said, Come in, thy wife of Jeroboam, my famous, thou mayest thyself to be another. For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Go, tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David. Why keep my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in my eyes, but hast done evil above all that were before thee? For thou hast gone and made thee other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the raiment of the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung, till it be all gone. Him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. For the Lord has spoken it. Arise, thou therefore go thee in thine own house. And when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord shall rise him a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day. But what? Even now? For the Lord shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter groves, provoking the Lord to anger. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin, and who made Israel to sin. And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold door, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by the hand of the servant of Eliah, the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, now he reigned, and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years. And he slept with his fathers. And Nadab, his son, reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, and Ammonites, and Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins for they had committed above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places and images and groves and every high and under every green tree. And there were some Sodomites in the land. And they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the fifth year of God, of King Rehoboam, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasure of the house of the Lord and the treasure of the king's house. He even took away all, and he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them unto the hands of the chiefs of the squad guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so, when the king went into the house of the Lord, that the guard bore them and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now, the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, and Ammonitess. And Benjamin, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 15. Now it was 18 years of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned by the Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake, did the Lord his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David and Asia. His son reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned over Asia, over Judah. And 14 and 1 years reigned be in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maacah, and daughter of Ashbalon. And Asia did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that the fathers had made, and also Maacah his father. Even her he removed for being clean, because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days, And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated and the things which himself had dedicated into the house of the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there were between Asia and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any that go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the home of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house and delivered them unto the land of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tibramon, the son of Hezron, king of Syria, that dwelt in Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, and between me, my father, and thy father. But I have sent unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto the king Asa and sent the captains of the host which he had against the cities of Israel and smote Ijon and Dan and Abel-Beth of Israel, and smote Ijon and Dan and Maacah and all of Kinnereth and all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass that Baasha heard thereof that he left off building of Ramah and built in Tirzah. The king of Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted, and they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had built, and King Asa built with them Geba and Benjamin and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Asa and all of his might and all that he did and the cities which he built, they are they not written in the king in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. And Asa slept with his father and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his fathers and his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. And Baasha, the son of Ahijah of his house of Issachar, conspired against him. And Baasha smote him in Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, for Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even the third year, Asa, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he reigned that he smote all the house of Jeroboam. He left not to Jeroboam any that breathed until he had destroyed him according unto the saying of the Lord, which he spoke by the servant, Ahijah, the Shilonite, because of his sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin by his provocations, wherewith he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And that was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, begun Baasha, the son of Ahijah, to reign over all Israel in Tirzah, 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. Amen. That's going to conclude chapter 15, praise God, of the book of 1 Kings. We will conclude on tomorrow, which is Friday, praise God. We'll continue on this since the 10th, 11th, or tomorrow, amen, of June. And we will conclude our reading for the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Once again, thank you for joining us on today. God bless you, loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
The flame.